The agony of waiting.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Detroit's car makers must feel like an 8-year-old waiting for Santa Claus to come. Time seems to stop. When is Christmas ever going to get here? It could be today. The Bush administration seems on the cusp of making an announcement about a bailout. Here's Elisa Roth.
Right now, the most likely scenario seems to be the White House lets Chrysler and GM use money from the Treasury Department's emergency bailout fund to get a couple of bridge loans. In exchange, the companies would have to agree to some tough concessions designed to make the companies more sustainable for the long run. There's been talk of the White House encouraging a managed bankruptcy as a way out, but it seems like the government sees that only as a last resort. Meanwhile, the Japanese automakers are also having a hard time of it. Japanese media is reporting that Toyota may have major losses for the first time in more than 70 years. That company's expected to issue a profit warning on Monday. Earlier this week, Honda issued its own profit warning, the third this year. Today, the CEO said again that a strong yen is making it hard for the company to make money. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
The Bank of Japan did as expected today. It lowered interest rates from 0.3% to 0.1%. We are really getting into the fractions now. But to not much avail, the Nikkei fell 1%. Hong Kong shares were down 2% by the close. European shares are off by about 2% so far. The Dow fell 219 points yesterday to 8604. It's about a 2.5% loss. The NASDAQ fell 26, and the S&P 500 dropped 19 to 885. On this morning's Company Watch, we have these items. SiriusXM says it's cutting 22% of its workforce by the end of the year. That's about 450 people. Sirius is getting hurt by the collapse of car sales. The company's shares actually climbed yesterday to a whopping 14 cents a share. Polaroid has filed Chapter 11, and KB Toys has been given permission to start its going-out-of-business sale. On the note of toys, have you noticed that this holiday season there seems to be something missing? Maybe the hot toy that parents are just have to buy? Rico Galliano has more on that.
The holiday hit of 2006? The giggling TMX Elmo doll, sales of which made the toy industry shout... But an Elmo-sized hit is actually rare, says industry analyst Robert Gottlieb.
It's not as bad as Haley's Comet, but it's close.
And in a recession year like this one, Gottlieb says, it's pretty apparent why the hit toy Comet hasn't come around.
When you're really thinking about how to spend your money, you're really far less vulnerable to fads and excitement.
Bad news for the industry, Gottlieb says, since, in his experience, one hit toy can drive up sales for everyone. On the other hand, affordable, long-lasting classics like Play-Doh are doing well this year. And according to Renee Rice of the Toy Industry Association, sales are still strong compared to, almost any other industry.
Even in a poor economy, even in past recessions, toys have always been a category that have held their own.
And if parents have to put up with a little less of this, well, is that really so bad? I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
At the beginning of this year, did you think any of the following would happen? Oil would drop $100 a barrel. It wasn't even close to $100, period. Or interest rates would drop to zero. Or Wall Street, as we knew it, would collapse. It's still hard to believe the fallout of 2008. The Danish bank Saxo just came out with its outrageous claims for 2009, and they don't seem that outrageous anymore. We're joined by Saxo's chief economist David Karsbol in Copenhagen. David, let's start with the prediction that the S&P 500 will fall 40% to 500 points in 2009. Why do you think that might happen?
Well, we believe that the earnings will drop massively from here. The unemployment is increasing rapidly. A lot of companies are beginning to fail. They simply have too much debt. The debt is simply too big of a problem. I mean, now everybody has to focus on servicing the debt, paying it off, and that means that there will be basically no consumption going on.
And consumption also has to do with oil prices. OPEC just announced a production cut, pretty significant.
Yeah.
But you're still saying that oil is going to go down to $25 a barrel?
Yes. First of all, we believe that demand is slowing even faster than supply. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the OPEC cannot maintain the discipline because Venezuela and Iran, places like that with a very big oil revenue as percent of total government revenue, they have a problem. They will need to produce more.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'll see a lot of civil unrest in these countries.
Now, one of the predictions that surprised me a bit was what you said about China, that its growth will go to 0%. It's, what, 8-10% now?
Yeah. I don't think the Chinese authorities will, at any point will come out and say GDP growth was 0%. They will make up figures. There's no doubt about that. But at least we will probably see indicators telling us that growth was de facto 0%. The whole miracle of the Chinese economy was really based on the U.S. Consumers going into debt, buying cheap stuff from China,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any plan B.
So, David, do you have any good prediction for next year?
Unfortunately, we were also relatively right last year. We were really bearish on the economy. But I think on the positive side, I think it cannot get much worse than what we're seeing here. And 2009 will be some sort of turning point.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're tremendously bullish after that. If we actually see 500 in S&P 500, I think that will be a good buying opportunity. Not that we think that we'll see 1,000 a year afterwards, but I think stock markets will only gradually begin to recover after that.
David Carsbold, Saxo Bank Chief Economist, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Share your opinions with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.